It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. Lawmakers kicked off the 2014 legislative session last week. Governor Terry Branstad laid out his priorities. Among them, create job opportunities to incentivize military veterans to move and work in Iowa, bring high-speed internet access to the entire state, and introduce legislation that would prevent school bullying. Issues that can likely get bipartisan support in an election year. On Mondays, we check in with IPR's State House correspondent Joyce Russell. Lawmakers are off today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. Joyce isn't. She's here with me in the Des Moines studio. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Clay.
So those are the new priorities from the governor, but the big issue this year will be the budget. You got to look at the governor's budget. What will lawmakers be discussing this session?
Well, we got the outline, the sort of big picture of the budget, and like everyone else, we're poring over the details. The governor's proposing a status quo budget as far as what state agencies will get to run things, essentially the same funding they got last year. They have to get raises out of that. So some people say a status quo budget is really less than status quo. There are a handful of exceptions, more money for the region, as well as some K-12 programs. And right off the bat, Democrats are unhappy that community colleges are getting a status quo budget. No raises for the community colleges.
So what happens with the budget surplus then?
Well, the governor wants to chip away. This is roughly $900 million is the best figure we're using. The governor wants to chip away at the surplus a little bit over the next 5 years until it's gone. And that's in order to pay for last year's major initiatives. Democrats are giving off signals that they may want to spend more of the surplus. As we've been talking about, one of their big ticket items is increasing spending on preschool.
So what about education spending? Last year's bipartisan compromise to revamp the state's education program. Are the costs to implement changes in the governor's budget?
Well, he has about $44 million as a down payment on the centerpiece of that legislation, as you recall, a new teacher promotion plan. Democrats say that's 44 million sounds like a lot, but Democrats are saying that that's a little less than what they were talking about when they passed the bill last year. So they're probably going to see some discussion about that. And then there's another $10 million to pay for a reading initiative that was passed 2 years ago but never funded. That's for beefing up reading instruction in the early grades. You may recall that was part of the discussion about retaining third graders. Remember that?
I do remember that. Also, last year, lawmakers passed a big property tax cut. Some lawmakers were hesitant to approve it because of the burden it would put on local governments. Has last year's big property tax cut meant any increases in spending for this year's budget?
Yeah, right. $120 million, okay, specifically to compensate those local governments for their lost property tax revenue. And then there are other ways that the tax cut bill is a hit on the state treasury. The state will lose tax receipts they would otherwise get. There's that new tax credit for small businesses to ease their property tax burden. Another $30 million because of the bigger earned income tax credit for the working poor that they passed last year. So, yeah, lots of implications for the state treasury from last year's tax cut bill.
Now, the governor also outlined new anti-bullying legislation that he wants to unveil this session. Some are a little hesitant about it and say there's quite a bit of gray area. Will we see any traction with that?
Well, the good news for people who want anti-bullying legislation is that the governor promises to get that to the legislature early on so there's more time to work out the bugs in it. The main sticking point last year was school administrators just being nervous about what kind of new demands or even liabilities an anti-bullying bill would put on them.
We keep hearing that if Democrats and Republicans don't reach a consensus early on issues, they won't get anywhere. Does that mean we've only got a couple weeks left to learn if lawmakers are going to pass anything besides a budget?
Well, based on the warm reception that the governor's program got from both parties, it looks like that much, if not all, of the governor's program is going to get approved, and that, you know, that's likely to get going right away and probably get approved pretty quickly. And of course, we're talking about the big picture agenda. There's lots of other bills that will get discussed that aren't on the governor's agenda. Some of those they'll start working on this week. A bill to tighten Iowa's kidnapping statutes. That's a result of that tragic death of a North Iowa girl at the hands of an offender who had served his sentence. There's a bill to penalize parents who don't buckle up their kids. And on the lighter side, there'll be a subcommittee meeting this week on a bill to require the DNR to allow hunting catfish by hand. And that's more than I know about that.
And then certainly also the governor's running for re-election now, too.
That's right. And we saw last week that's giving State Senator Jack Hatch a chance to run for governor during this legislative session.
Okay, Joyce, thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.